Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness segment here on Lakes Radio. This is Katie Johnson, and joining me as my guest today is Renee Sell Lindgren. She is a personal trainer and a group fitness instructor at Fatty Natty's and at Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness hub in the Mel Center. And she's here to talk to us about how we can stay active in the middle of winter. Good morning, Renee.
Hello. How are you, Katie?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking some time to be with me today. As I mentioned, you are at Fatty Natty's and at the hub, and you're certified with the National Exercise Trainers Association, and with just launching our Community Health Challenge last week, and the common kind of, you know, we made it through January, but we're still got a lot of winter left. How do we stay active? I want to kind of talk about that when we have that sense that we just kind of want to hibernate. Why is that a bad idea? What's the downside to living a sedentary life and letting ourselves succumb to that temptation to hibernate?
Well, first of all, there are a lot of downsides. Not only does it affect your body in negative ways, obesity becomes a risk, health, disease, colon cancer, diabetes, hypertension, all of those things are directly linked to a sedentary lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So honestly, there's a lot of negatives. So just don't do it. Let's keep moving.
That saying I've heard recently, sitting is the new smoking. Is that a true statement?
Well, there have been some new studies out, and I've read some articles about, being sedentary can be as bad as smoking. So that's quite frightening.
But for people where that's a really daunting thought, how do we transition into a healthy lifestyle, or just give tips to get started?
Well, if you evaluate yourself and you find yourself, you know, being much more sedentary than you should be, the biggest thing is to start gradually. Mm-hmm. You need to work your way up. And I would say one of the biggest things is to do something that you actually like to do. Mm-hmm. If you absolutely dread something, you're not going to do it. So start slow, work your way up, and really evaluate yourself. Why am I sedentary? And what can I do that's going to be simple? And the easiest thing is walking. Mm-hmm. It is low cost, low impact, and it is available to everyone.
What about other benefits? It's sometimes a misconception maybe that I only need to exercise if I want to lose weight. But there's so much more to the benefits we gain from living a healthy and active lifestyle.
Absolutely. When you exercise, you're going to improve both your cardiovascular and your respiratory functions. So your benefits are going to be a lower resting blood pressure. You're going to see a reduction in your total body fat. You're going to reduce the overall insulin needs that your body has, and you're going to allow your body to increase the healthy cholesterol, so that high density cholesterol, lower risk of death. So huge benefit there, but there's also some smaller benefits that maybe not everyone thinks about, but exercise decreases anxiety and depression. It also is proven to improve your cognitive function. You're going to enhance your physical functionality and your ability to be independent living or an independent person as you age. You're going to give yourself the ability to have more feelings of wellness, overall wellness. And as an older individual, you're going to reduce your risk of falls or injuries due to falls. And it is the most effective therapy against many of the chronic diseases that we see in our population today. So really, win, win, win.
Can you expand on what is meant by healthy activity? I think sometimes we are intimidated by the word exercise. Healthy activity doesn't need to equate to the same thing as exercise. How intense does it have to be considered healthy activity, for example?
Really simple. Raise your heart rate, break a sweat. It really doesn't matter what you do. in order to do those two things. It could be vacuuming upstairs and downstairs in your house. It could be shoveling snow. It can be your day-to-day activities just done to a level that you're sweating.
So 10 minutes of vacuuming can count as 10 minutes of healthy activity.
Absolutely. And really, the guidelines are a minimum of 10 minutes to give you health benefits. So that moderate activity of where you're going to break a sweat and raise your heart rate, 10 minutes minimum, and 30 minutes per day on most days of the week is the recommendation. So if you break that up in a day and you do three segments of 10 minutes, you're going to meet the daily guidelines or the recommendation by the American College of Sports Medicine and also the CDC. So 5 days a week minimum, 30 minutes, that's going to be 150 minutes. It sounds like a lot, but break it into small pieces and make it just your daily to-do list. Mm-hmm.
That makes it seem so much more manageable. The 10 minutes at a time, you know, I can do 10 minutes of something.
Right.
And the fact that I can kind of double dip. I can do something that I needed to do anyway.
Right.
But if I do it, you know, maybe with a little bit more intensity and watch to make sure I do it at 10 minutes a time, at a time, that's manageable.
Right. So you want to make it just a part of your lifestyle. Don't make it so big that you just are overwhelmed.
As a trainer, I'm sure you have lots of stories about people you've worked with to help improve their health and fitness. What are the keys to the success that you've seen on a personal level?
I would say the two biggest keys to success is number one, making a commitment, and number two, being consistent. So you're going to reap the best benefits by consistently having activity as part of your lifestyle. But you need to make that commitment. That's number one. And how you choose to do that can be a number of different ways. And then that consistency. So it is important to find something that you love to do, that you like to do, so you're not dreading it. It's actually enjoyable, and you're going to just want to do that.
So once you've started trying to live a more physically active life, what are some tips for sticking with it? You know, maybe involving others, other kinds of things that you've seen help people keep that consistent aspect.
Mm-hmm. Just like our fingerprints are unique to each person, what is going to motivate one person is going to be unique across the board. So I think it's very important to know yourself, know what motivates you, and then incorporate in those rewards or those just pieces that are going to help you stay consistent. So if making a commitment to a group exercise scenario 3 days a week is what's going to motivate you, then do that. If you're more of a person that wants to work out on your own, is more independent and a self-initiative is high, then you can, you know, just make that commitment, put it in your calendar and do it. But find what is going to work for you. You know yourself the best, and then do that.
Any last tips you want to share with us before we wrap up today?
Well, I would say the biggest thing is your life is worth your attention. So make yourself a priority and give yourself that reward and give yourself that the time it takes to take care of yourself, because you have one body. So let's make the best of that and take care of it.
I love that you're worth it. That's
yes.
That's such great advice. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that we have the Community Health Challenge going on right now. What's a better incentive than the possibility to win a $3,500
right.
travel voucher, right?
Let's go for that.
That's right. We're trying to go around the world in 80 days. If you haven't heard about that, join our community challenge to go around the world in 80 days. Just log on to lrhc.org. fatfatty.org, and you'll see the 80 days logo there. Sign up, commit to getting moving, and help us reach that goal, and maybe you'll win that travel voucher or some other great prizes along the way, and you'll feel that sense of community that can also be a motivator.
Right, that's great. Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you, Renee. Renee Sell Lindgren, personal trainer and group fitness instructor, joining me today to talk about staying active in February in Minnesota. Not as challenging as it needs to be. Some great simple tips and advice for us. Thanks so much, Renee.
Thank you.
Renee Sell Lindgren and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day today, reminding you that there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.